Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Good morning, folks. This morning on Democratic Perspective, Mike Costantino and I are going to be talking with some recent veterans. Our temptation of our generation is just to refight Vietnam over and over again. But we wanted to talk to some younger folks who have served their country recently. Mike's going to be doing the show. We're going to introduce two vets. Mike?
We chose to recognize Memorial Day here. By just having a pair of Iraq and Afghanistan vets, let them talk for a bit. We have a one woman, one man. Harry Moore sitting next to me. We got Elizabeth Rex on the phone. They both have Verde Valley connections. Harry lives here, and Liz spends a lot of time here. I do want to get in real quick that the Arizona Democratic Party does have a veterans caucus, and that we gain more and more of the young veterans every year, and it's nice to it helps them to have a voice. One of the things when I was preparing this show was the difference in statistics. As I was looking at them, the Vietnam War was so long ago that those statistics have had a chance to come together and really tell a story. And where when it comes to Iraq and Afghanistan, it seems like the Department of Defense is trying to collect those statistics under the heading of war on terrorism. And it just makes it a little harder, I guess, a little more interesting to really find the stats. Casualty numbers are relatively easy. But let's, my temptation is I got my Iraq and Afghan stats here, and many of us know them, 58,000 at least casualties and dead in Vietnam, and 47,000 from hostile fire, and about one-fifth, 10,000 from non-hostile fire. And that number holds up in Afghanistan and Iraq, about 4,600 dead. And about 37 from hostile operations, and so there's always such a huge number for non-military reasons. Right now, I read that the leading cause of death in Afghanistan is suicide as a result. And that's the other thing I think that makes these wars maybe impossible to compare. So what we're doing this morning is maybe a good idea. We're leaving one alone, and we're going to take a look at the current one, or current two.
Yeah, I think being in the military has changed since we were young. Mike was in for 9 years, four years in the Air Force, and 5 years in the Army. He's the only guy I know who served in both, except for my uncle, who managed to be in both.
Kept looking for a better deal.
Yeah, I think there was more opportunity in the professional military to go in the Air Force.
Yeah. Hey, Lizzie, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we got Elizabeth Rex on the line, and talk to us.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up Vietnam, and you can't really compare the two because of the fact that, from what I've heard, the people that served over in Vietnam were definitely not greeted nicely when they came back home. And those of us coming back from the Middle East now, it's completely different. I mean, society is much more accepting, not necessarily of the war, but of the soldiers, sailors, Marines, Coast Guard, all the individuals serving overseas. And that plays such a huge part on all of us getting through it okay. Unfortunately, like you mentioned, there are quite a few suicides that take place, and that's always going to break our hearts. But it's just such a huge difference from Vietnam on how we're accepted back into society when we get back to the United States.
What were you doing, Liz?
I'm a master at arms, which is a military police officer. So over in Iraq, I was with customs. So I got to check everyone's stuff before it came back to the United States.
Ah, I did, did you like that work?
Oh, sure, I liked it because, it's a very important job because otherwise we would have a lot more bugs and stuff getting back to the United States that would ruin even more fields, and we would have more weapons that would get into the wrong hands over here in the United States. So customs is, of course, a very important role, just like all of my fellow people that serve overseas, everybody from the paper pushers to the people out there on the front lines, everyone has such an important role. And that's one of the things that I like so much is that all of the different branches can work together so well.
That's true. And you had to work with the other branches?
Yes. Yes. Worked beside the Air Force right there on the flight line. And also worked beside the Army. They were coming back onto base from being out there on the front lines. And we even had some Coast Guard individuals there, which a lot of people don't even realize that the Coast Guard are over there with us in Iraq. And of course, the Marines coming back on base from the front lines, too. So I got to work beside all of the different branches. And although we, play fun with each other once in a while, but it's all out of respect. I respect all of them, and it just amazes me that all of my brothers and sisters from all the different branches can come together to make sure that we still keep people here in the United States safe.
Yeah, there's every branch has had casualties in the Iraq and Afghan theater, including the Coast Guard.
Yes.
All right, Lizzie, don't go anywhere, though. Let's listen to Harry Moore here. I got Harry Moore. Tell us your story.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for having me here today. And Elizabeth, it's good listening to you, and thank you. In response to what you were saying about the suicide rates in overseas, right now the military does have a program. It's called ACE, which is Ask, Care, and Escort. So, and it's a training program that the military has, that the Army has, that teaches soldiers how to identify individuals in the Army or in your unit that are not doing so well. You ask them if they have a problem, and you care about it, and then you escort them either to the chaplain or the commander or to somebody that can get them some help. So, the military is taking steps to bring down that.
The Department of Defense website does say that PTSD wasn't invented in Vietnam and certainly or Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, they had different names for it, but the use of psychoactive drugs certainly is unique to the Iraq and Vietnam and Afghan theater.
Well, when we come back from missions, there would be, a combat psychologist that we would talk to, and he would ask us, how we were doing. Even before you even deploy, you go through a physical. They check your eyes and your hearing and your back, and then they check your mind, too. They want to see if you're doing okay. And for guys that are going back for a second and third tours, they go through a pretty intensive psychologist interview, and they ask you, how you're doing and how you feel. How's your family holding up? And I've gone through that several times.
I think it's appropriate that the conversation has gone that way because in this particular conflict, it is such a big part of it. But tell us where you were, Harry. Where were you over there?
In Afghanistan, I was at Bagram Air Base in 2003, 2004, and then Iraq in 2005, 2006. We were in Yusufia, Rajania, and just south of Baghdad at the BIOP in Camp. Oh, I can't even think of it right now.
Sorry.
And then after that, we went back in 2009, 2010 to Kuwait, and we were part of the drawdown. So it was pretty cool being part of that drawdown.
Yeah, yeah. There's August 2nd, 2009 was the last combat troop in Iraq. That sound like a good date?
I mean, I know. We were at Camp Stryker, and our missions when we were in Iraq in 2005, 2006 was to provide all the security for the voting that was going on when they were doing all their voting. So that was great to be part of that also. So we've been through some historical events, I guess.
So has the military been pretty good to you guys? Because one of the problems is when we had the draft, we had so many millions, and Mike had a statistic, 10%. of the population back in Vietnam days served in the military. And now it's such a small percentage, it's 1%. Are they looking after your guys' need? Do you have proper veteran benefits?
Sure, it's incredible. Just the amount of training that we go through to prepare to go overseas, that's even in addition to the one-year deployment. And then when you come back home, they have several programs. In fact, a lot of programs. They're constantly throwing paperwork at us about different programs and what's available for us when we come back. There's even programs before you go, before you deploy, for your family to make sure that you have a checklist that you can go through. But yes, it's been incredible. When we came back and we landed in Dallas, they had fire trucks shooting water over our plane. An arch, and people were clapping at the airport. And I got to tell you, when I first came home, I was kind of, when guys were coming back from going on leave, I was asking, hey, how's everybody greeting you? And they said it was awesome, man. It was awesome.
Yep. The, one of the things I liked was the, and then the reason for all of that gratitude is the statistics. Once again, our 30,490 U.S. service members have been wounded due to combat action in Iraq and 2,300 in Afghanistan, 32,000 total. And the wounded in World War II was over 600,000. And as far as the number of people participating in Vietnam was over 300,000 and wounded. It's just... a different situation all up and down the line. And what your guys are talking about is the appreciation and the recognition, and that's a good thing. And one of the other major differences is just the participation of and the awareness of the rest of the country. So the little bit that we can do here.
Liz, do you have anything you want to say to folks here in northern Arizona?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, I was in Phoenix when I got back off of my two of three of my deployments, and everyone at the VA facility in Phoenix and everyone up in Cottonwood, you know, just again, very pleasant to deal with, very, you know, received me back very well. So I just, you know, I appreciate how much Arizona does for their veterans.
You deployed three times, huh?
And yeah. Yes. Okay. And so, I mean, it's been wonderful. And just, again, please, if you see a veteran, just thank them.
Well, we're here to say a thank you to both of you. And yeah, I have to admit, it's a funny thing for me. I've gotten some thank yous even at my old age here. Harry, you got things going okay?
Everything is going great, thanks.
All right.
How many times were you deployed, Harry?
I've been deployed three times, and then once to Afghanistan with KBR.
Okay. Anything you want to add? We've got about 1 minute, Tom.
Yeah.
About 1 minute, Harry.
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to speak here today, and it's just been a pleasure to serve with the great Americans that are in the military today. They're all volunteers. They've all worked very hard between just leaving security of home to go to some training base, train up, and then get deployed overseas, do the mission, and come back home again. It's just the rotations and just the effort that's put into it has just been amazing, and just a great bunch of people that serve in the military today. Fantastic.
We just want to thank both Harry and Liz for being with us on Democratic Perspective. We wish you both well. Mike, you got any...
As we speak, there is the Iraq and Afghan Veterans Organization is active in Arizona. They are having an event today down in Phoenix. But I just wanted to, at 8 a.m., today they're having an event at the National Memorial Cemetery of Arizona on Cave Creek Road. I mentioned not that you can go, but you can at least be aware that the Iraq and Afghan Veterans Association is active in Arizona. There's also other organizations, the Arizona Democratic Veterans and Military Families is also active in Arizona, and you can find that on the website. Find information about that on the website.
Thank you both for being with us. We hope to have you again, learn more about what's going on. We really do appreciate your service. We really respect your service. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.